ministry of Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. Our vision, bringing people into the full realization of their potential in God, and our mission, building a community of believers whose lifestyle positively influences change in the society. Welcome to Lighthouse. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregun, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org.
Welcome to our online viewers. Thank you for joining us. This is our beautiful exchange service. We are persuaded and convinced that this same grace that is available here will reach you wherever you are in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. How has been our week? Praise God. How many of us got well to buy? Isaiah told us last week, by faith. Glory to God. Glory to God. So we've been looking at the subject of faith since the second Wednesday in January up to date. What faith is, what faith is not. Quite a lot of teaching has gone. Pastor has taught us, Pastor Furake. I want to say authoritatively, I think Pastor Furake should do an exposition on Mark chapter 5. He should do an exposition on it so that we can post it. Praise God. How many of you agree with me? Because I'm going to talk about Mark 5, and it's based on what Pastor Furake has said. Praise God. Why? It's interesting to know that Christianity is faith-based. What we believe is faith-based. What we profess is faith-based. So, like I tell people, there is something that is common, irrespective, people practice all sorts of religion. But do you know that in all of those religions, they talk? So we don't just talk, we speak faith-filled words. Glory to God. So Christianity is a talking profession. Christianity is a talking profession. God started this. He showed us. So, you know, when Christ came to live on earth, he lived like a man. Why? So that you and I will have that experience to handle the issues and the affairs of life. So I'll be speaking on the subject. You can have what you say. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Now, understand this. It is not motivation. It is not motivation. It is not black power. It is not seven magic something. This is based absolutely on the word of God. Glory to God. I said glory to God. Christianity is a lifestyle of confession. And if you take confession out of our faith, you might struggle for a long time. If you take confession out of the faith that we believe, God started it in creation. Was trying to show us the way God has designed life is this. God gives you an example, and what you do is you replicate it. Praise God. The Because the scripture says ye are God. Amen? So you see what your father does and you do the same thing. Am I right? Just like a child at home. But a lot of us, we've lost consciousness. I'm trying to give a background to this. Of what we actually profess or confess. Now, a little bit of study. In secondary school, we did social studies. And they told us that social studies is the study of man and his what? Did you remember? It's the study of man and his environment. And man is a product of his environment. How many of you agree with me? So, for example, if you are from the western part of Nigeria, and your both parents are Yoruba, if you were born in Kano, the chances of you speaking outside language is very high. Hello? Without anybody teaching you. You will naturally pick up the language. It is called environmental influence. You will naturally, that is why KC is not Yoruba, but he grew up in Lagos. He can speak Yoruba more than some people that are Yoruba. Am I right? Why? It is called environmental influence. I'm going somewhere. So, the way we've lost control of what we are supposed to profess, man is essentially a spirit. He has a soul and he lives in the what? Body. You are supposed to sustain your life by your spirit, not by your body. So what we do as believers, because the environment has taken a hold of us, we rule the affairs of our life by our body, our senses. In God's original plan, that is not the plan. No. It's the other way around. Are you with me? You are supposed to control the affairs of your life from who you really are. You are a spirit being. Glory. That's why he said, you are in this world, but you are not of this world. Glory to God. So, I'm in the system of this world, but I don't belong here. How many of you agree with me? So, if I'm in the system of this world, that, where I come from, there is a system that they run. But because of the way we've lived, the way we've grown up, so, you see some people, especially if you go in this part of the world, Western Nigeria, how people have said negative words. Can you see? The way words are is like a deposit bag. Imagine a mother speak a negative word for 20-something years over the life of a child. So, it stores up. Just follow me. I'm trying to build up something. Now imagine a parent that has spoken life to a child for 20-something. Do you understand what I'm saying? A lot of us are carrying baggage that does not belong to us. Now, there are ways word can come to you. Is that the word you spoke negatively to yourself or the word that was spoken to you by an authority over you? Are you with me? So, again, when we say you can have what you say, a lot of believers struggle with it. Some of us are still in the process of it. So don't worry, I'm not perfect preaching this message. You know why? The way we've grown up and the way we've configured our mind is a mental battle. Is a what? A mental battle. Your mind begins to conflict with what the Word of God says. You are not what your environment says you are. You are what the Word of God says you are. But because over time, we've not taken time to take in the Word of God. We've not taken time to soak in. I tell you for free, this is hard work. Soaking in and taking the word of God is serious work. Meditating on the word of God is hard work. You know why? There are a lot of things conflicting with your mind. The affairs of life are conflicting with you. The bills are conflicting with you. You come out from a message, power-packed faith teaching. Immediately you get out. Now, hear this. Whatever God has spoken about your life, God himself does not have the power to stop it. You heard me. It's not heresy. The devil cannot stop it. The only person that can stop it is you yourself. We're going to scripture, just one. So, what the devil does is to place a distraction. That is one of the greatest tools of the devil. And a lot of us fall into that bait daily. We struggle with it. You come, I lead in confession now. You shall glory to God. You get out. One bike man. See, anytime the word of God is about to take effect in your life, the devil will come with distraction. What does he do? He wants to dilute that faith you have professed. And immediately he neutralizes it. You go back to status quo. That is why a believer will say, we've been saying it, we didn't see results. Now, you cannot see results. You know why? What is in your heart and what is in your mouth, they do not tally. See, confession takes effect when there is a direct correlation with what is in your heart and what is coming out of your mouth. Most of the confession we make is mouth confession, not our heart confession. Praise God. Are you with me this evening? We'll go on a journey, God helping us. Matthew 12:33. That will be my anchor scripture. We'll take it up from there. If you're on the console, you have to be very fast. I have a lot of scriptures. Let's do either Amplified Classic or the Passion Translation. Either make the tree sound healthy or good, and its fruit sound healthy and good. Or make the tree rotten, diseased and bad, and its fruit rotten, diseased and bad. For the tree is known and recognized and judged by its fruit. 34. Please, 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 thank you. You want me to read from my phone? Is it hanging? Oh, praise God. I'll use my phone. We speak to that system in the name of our Lord Jesus. Okay. You offsprings of vipers, that's next. How can you speak good things when you are evil, wicked? For out of the fullness, the overflow, the superabundance of the heart, the mouth speak. The good man from his inner good treasure flings forth what? Good things. And the evil man out of his inner evil storehouse flings what? Forth evil things. But I tell you, on the day of judgment, where will be judged? So what he's saying is this, simple. You might want to write it down. What is in your heart will eventually come out in your mouth. What is in your heart will eventually come out in your mouth. What is in your heart will eventually come out in your mouth. Proverbs 4:23. Keep and guard your heart with all vigilance and above all that you guard. For out of it, it flows the spring of life. Can you give us in TPT? 4:23. Said, but so above all, guard the affection of your heart, for they affect all that you are. Pay attention to the welfare of your innermost being, for from there flows what? The wellsprings of life. The building of scriptures. That tells us that what you say locates you. What you say locates you. Mark chapter 5, our popular scripture for this series of teaching. You can give me 28. That's my emphasis. 28 is my emphasis. Mark 5:28. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. For she kept saying, if only I touch his garment, I shall be restored what? What you say is faith speaking. What you say is faith speaking. John 6:63. John 6:63. Thank you, Jesus. 6:3. John 6:63. Okay, I read from here. Okay. It is the Spirit who gives what? Let's read it in our popular new NKJV. Said, it is the Spirit who gives life. The flesh profited nothing. The word that I speak to you are spirit and are what? So this is it. Words are not noise. Words are not sound. What you hear with your natural ears are sound. But actually, words are spirit. I repeat, words are not noise. So I'm talking now, you can hear me. Now you're hearing a sound, you're hearing a noise. But actually, when somebody is talking to you, words are not sound. Words are not noise. Words are spirit. When you speak words, you give life. Now, the word of God has a creative ability. The word of God has a creative ability. That is why, as believers, one of the best things you can do is to discipline how you talk. Hear this. The spirit world does not understand jokes. The spirit world does not understand joke. You know why? It is stored up. Said the word that I speak unto you. You know why? There is a spirit that governs this. It is not just, it's called the spirit of life. Glory to God. It is called the spirit of life. It is the spirit that governs it. So when you are chanting words, when you are speaking words, now please understand, there is affirmation is not the same thing as confessing God's word. Affirmation is not, see, when you are affirming something, it's a statement of fact. When you are confessing something, it was what was said. I'll explain. When you are confessing, there is an original blueprint, a pattern, where you are sourcing from, and it can only be from the Word of God. Is from the Greek word, homologion. That is a compound word. Homo means the same. Logion means speak. You speak the same thing. You speak the same thing that the word of God is saying about that particular situation. Do you understand that now? So, you know, psychology, they use words of affirmation. There is nothing wrong with that. Say, I'm bold. You understand? It's good. It energizes your body. But I'm talking about the word of God. It is not affirmation. It is the spirit of life. So, when you release it, it is not an ordinary word. As a matter of fact, you are not an ordinary person. You are not ordinary. Say, ye are gods and the children of the Most High. So when I say a word, it's equivalent to a decree. I pray tonight that God will open our eyes to see. I'm also on this journey, sincerely. I'm also on this journey. Let's read Job. Let me take us back. Job 38. 33. You can give me the Living Translation Bible, TLB. I want to establish something, then we'll go further. Job 38:33. He said, do you know the laws of the universe and how the heaven influences the earth? Do you know I'm going to explain something. Do you know that when an aircraft is taking off, The pilot is not astonished. You know why? The pilot understands the law of flight. So when a small, a baby, or if not taking an aircraft before, you just say, wow, do you also know that the pilot is not bothered about the aircraft taking off because there is a law to it? Double-decker, small plane, is the same law. Law are issues that have a predictable outcome. It is universal. You did not get what I said. To a pilot, the plane taking off is not a miracle. How many of you know that? Why do you think it's not a miracle to the pilot? The pilot understands the dynamics of the law of flight. Let me drive it down to you. Luke 5. When Peter, they've thought all night, and they didn't catch anything. And when Christ came, after teaching, Christ said, he should do what? Launch into the deep. Do you know, Peter wasn't educated. And a lot of things were running through his mind, like, this guy after teaching, this guy okay? Does this guy know the law of fishing? Yet, Jesus does not understand the law of fishing, but he had a superior law. Peter said, Chairman, 13 years experience of fishing. 13. Do you know that's what you do? That's what we do? Are you telling me what I should do? I've done 13 Christmas on this job. 13 solid experience. I'm even the chairman of the Fisherman's Association. And Jesus said, launch. When Christ said, launch into the deep, when they caught and their net broke, the Bible says, and Peter was astonished. Christ was not astonished. You know why? He sent forth the word. The word has no option than to perform that which he was saying. It was Peter that was astonished. You know why? Peter never understood the law of multiplication. Christ understood the law of multiplication. I'll give you another example. The law of the fig tree. Mark chapter 4. When they passed, Jesus spoke. When they were passing there the following day, Master, understand. Now see, the word of God has a creative ability. It is not, when I say, words are life. Did you notice that they said the tree dried from the root? It disobeyed the law of agriculture. Naturally, tree dries from the leaf, not the root. Jesus Christ was trying to tell them, I understand this law. When they were passing there the second day, Jesus Christ did not look at the fig tree. You know why? I have said it. It will be done. As a believer, when you say such word, you don't look back. It is not optional. It is not konshe tabishubon. It is. You know why? Because you understand the value and the weight of what you are saying. So, what is missing when we're confessing God's word is that we don't have understand the value and the weight of God's word. What we do after saying it, we negate it and we neutralize what we've just said. Glory to God. Glory to God. Another example. Mark chapter 4. Are we following? There was a storm. And the storm found its way into the sea. Read that place very well. Mark 4. I think 12. Mark 4, 12. They said Jesus was sleeping. I pray that the eyes of your understanding will be enlightened. I'm also praying for myself too. The scripture says he was sleeping, and they even described that he was sleeping on a pillow. How do you explain a storm and somebody is sleeping and he understands the law? And Master, carest not that we perish? He woke up. Just woke. At the same word.
When we speak, we release missiles.
Wow. Proverbs 18:21. Can we read it together? 1, 2, go. So, I'm going somewhere. Death and life are in the power of what? So I told you earlier on that what God will do in your life, the devil has no power to stop it. He doesn't have the capacity. God himself won't do it. It is in your hand. Where is your tongue? Where is your tongue? So when motivational speaker says a closed mouth is a closed destiny, they're actually referring to the scripture. And I want us to quickly look at the pages of the scripture for that. I'll just run us through. Wow, thank you, Jesus. Psalm 141, verse 3. We'll do that. If time permits us, we'll go further. Psalm 141, verse 3. Set a guard, O Lord, over my mouth. Keep watch over the door of my lips. Did you see what the scripture is saying? Verse 3, please. Keep a watch over the door of my lips. Now, they were not redeemed. We are redeemed. God will not keep a watch over your lips. God will teach you how to keep watch over your lips. He won't keep a watch over it. He will teach you how to keep it. Please. Praise God. If you want to understand that, God will not come and see your lips for you. God will just tell you what you need to do to keep watch. He said, keep watch. Does it interest you to know that it's so important what you say for the psalmist to say this? Keep a watch. He describes your lips as a door. Psalm 39, verse 1. That I said I will guard my way. Lest I sin with my tongue. I will restrain my mouth with muzzle. Why the wicked are before me. What are the wicked? Demons. So let me explain this basically. Please, be careful what you say, especially as parents. Yes. Even when your children offend you, bless them. It's a note and a note of one. Just bless them. Don't be angry. God has the capacity to activate themselves. So when he says, why the wicked are before me? So there's the word inside, there's what they call the law of vocabulary silence. If you don't know what to say, you keep quiet. So when you keep quiet, it's better than for you to utter the wrong word. Praise God. Are you with me? So, he said, he restrained my mouth. So, your mouth is important, is directly proportional to the actualization of that prophetic word over your life. I tell you this, it is a warfare of words. What did I say? It's a warfare of words. Christianity is a talking profession. You cannot take it out. We speak it. It's that we believe, therefore we speak. No, it is what we believe based on the word of God. And now, when you are confessing, please don't confess environmental confession. Don't confess situational confession. No, you are confessing based on the word. Let me tell you why the word. I'll come back to Psalm 138, verse 2. Why you have to confess based on the word? 138:2. Why you have to confess based on God's word? Just open our eyes to say something. I will worship toward your holy temple and praise your name for your loving kindness and your truth. For you have magnified your word above all your name. You know what this means? When God speaks, he submits to that word. When that word comes out of God, he submits to it to see to the fulfillment of that word. That is what this place says. He has magnified. Can you give us in other translation? He submits to it. I'm going somewhere, please. We will not finish tonight. Don't worry. Like my pastor was saying, it's an everlasting gospel. You have exalted above all else your name and your word, and you have magnified your word above all your name. All your name. So when he says it, if God says he's going to, if there is a promise in God's word, that for the promises of your word, did you see that? For the promises of your word and the fame of your name have been magnified above all else. I'm just trying to throw light for you to see what we confess, so that when we are leading, so when you are praying, see, a lot of the time I found out that we don't even believe in the prayer that we are praying. If we understand the power that we are releasing in the place of prayer, because when you are praying, you are chanting God's word. When you are praying, you are chanting God's word. Glory to God. I said glory to God. How do I mean? You are sick in your body. Does that mean sickness is not? Yes, sickness is real. But what the word of God teaches you is that when you begin to confess the word of God, you close your eyes to those sickness. Glory to God. Yeah. We're going to get there because that is practical. We're going to do it. Glory to God. Most of the time, what we do, we exalt. When you talk about the problem too much, you are exalting that problem. Please, as believers, talk less about those problems. Talk more about the magnitude of God than that problem. That, you know why? There is no issue that the word of God does not have the capacity to handle. Yeah. You've been out of job for 6 months. Oh, praise God. See, Pastor said something on Sunday. It is not the waiting that is you. The acts, how you behave during the waiting. See, you can wait for 10 years. See, understand it. The devil is not emotional. The devil is not emotional. He's out to deal with you. The way the devil is wired, he has one job description to make sure that the word of God does not come to pass in your life. You know what? If the word of God comes to pass in your life, it affects the devil directly. Case in point. If God has called you to run a conglomerate and the word of God comes to pass, you know you are going to depopulate hell. So the devil does not, the devil fights from a strategic point of view. See, as believers, you have to see the big picture. Stop looking at your needs. Are they real? Yes, I have needs. When you think about the big picture, you will know that the devil is out to be here for a long time. But we are more than conquerors. I said we are more than conquerors. We have what it takes. We overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the words of our testimony. So it's a warfare. He's throwing those. He said, devil, no. I've got this. I can handle this. What other strategy do you have? By the time he throws it at you, 1, 2, 3. Let's try somebody else. Let's look for another show. Glory to God. Let's do one more scripture. Proverbs 30:32. You know,
as I speak tonight, try and cast your mind about. Also note, by the way, words, they deposit themselves.
Yeah.
Words deposit themselves. Words deposit themselves. See, each time you speak the word of God, you have a bank account. It's a deposit. That is why when the issues of life come, it is out of that deposit that you respond to. See, most of the time, we have deficits. I mean, you know, when you draw down, I mean, your account has been a negative before. You understand what I mean? It's deficit. There is nothing to draw down on. There is nothing to draw down on. We speak faith-filled words. You know why? That is our DNA. That is our makeup. When God said, let there be light, do you think God didn't know there was darkness? Wow. Have you ever thought about that? God knew there was darkness. But he never mentioned darkness. What was important to God was the light. What was important to God was the light. So where did light come if there was no darkness? Mama. So God also encountered problems. The way he dealt with it is should be your approach. That's why the scripture says we do not look at things. We do not see things with our physical eyes. What where we see things with our invisible eyes. Glory to God. Stop interpreting problems on the surface. When you understand the power in God's word and what is at your disposal, he makes the battle easier for you. How many of you know that? The way the devil works, he orchestrates people around you. When that thing happens, so, number one, when something happens, and you are giving me testimony of 5-7 things I don't know, I will send you away. Why can't you tell me about people that have conquered this? And I spoke about our environment, so I'll go back there now. Our environment is filled with negative words. Ma. Your spirit must be strong. I'm going to share testimony of my experience at the fullness of time. Yeah, I'm going to share it. If God allows me, I'm going to write a book. You know, when things happen to believers, our disposition matters a lot. How we respond to issues, it determines where our faith lies. You've heard this. Either way it goes, we are not losers. Whichever way it goes, I'm a winner. You know why? He declares the end from the beginning. He has orchestrated my life before I was born. He said, before I was formed in my mother's womb, he knew me. God has a foreknowledge of me. There is a foreknowing of God about my destiny. Glory to God. Are you with me? So, it is not a time. See, if somebody loses his job today, you will see, they will give you a testimony of 10 people. Please, don't surround yourself by such people. It's even very easy. If you are me, I'll block you. Because you're affecting me. Some people are just toxic. See, hear this today. Friendship is not by force. It is by choice. If your association is toxic, please change them. Because when there is a problem, the chances of your association to have influence on you is very high. He said, if you have been foolish in exalting yourself, or if you have devised evil, put your hand on what? Oh, yeah, everybody do it. Put your hand on what? we're going to take a confession. So you are going to ask for forgiveness for every negative word you have spoken about yourself. See, things are not working. Things are not. Take a summary of what words you have said. See, in this equation, God is a constant. God is a constant. I have not moved in 5 years. Check your results. Some of us, if they print out our results, you will see red, F. You will not see blue. What the kilo share? Glory to God. Check. So, as I'm speaking, just do a scan through. See, do you know some of us believers, we only speak those words when we're in church? It is well. We are the takilo, we are the insolat. You have said faithful word. You have used a negative word to cancel out that faithful word. You know why? Words, they build up. Just like your prayer. They build up. And you begin to say what you are not supposed to say. And I say this by experience. When people go through hard times, that is when you know what they need. When everything is smooth, you don't know what people believe. You don't. From experience. Let there be a shaking. Hear this. Somebody needs to hear this. Each time you go through an issue, or the issues of life, and you deviate from the word of God, you are making your journey longer. I need to talk about that. If you deviate from this manner, see, Joshua said, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate in it day and night, that thou may observe to do according to all that is written in it. To observe to do, speaking is part of to observe to do. Glory to God. Speaking is part of observe to do. Where each time, see, I'll give you a typical example. So don't look at me. You know what is happening. A lady has not gotten married and she's of age. They start introducing her to prophet. I pray that God will deliver your soul from hell. See, the truth is, funny enough, you might even be closer to your destination. You know what those people, they do? They reroute you. May your destiny not be rerouted.
Amen.
They stay in that journey longer than. Do you know what? God has no power over that. It's the power of choice. God is just saying, what is wrong with this boy? What is wrong with this lady? Oh, if only you know. Do you know how many some of us are closer than where we're going to? This world is real. We choose to do this word. It doesn't matter. We'll stay on it until it produces results. You know why? I don't know the outcome of that place, but I know the outcome of this. Someone is telling you to fast for 30 days. He himself is not fasting. I just feel somebody needs to hear that. So, let's go back. The question is, what do you believe before you even say? What do you believe? If your believing is based on mental assent of who God is, you have not started this journey. So, you know, there are some level you will get to. You will do your calculation of your income per in a year. That is not faith. Glory, that is not faith. It's just, I can sit down here and do a permutation. I can do a forecast. I put in this, okay, Minister Ayo is here, he's into property. There are some effort you put into it. If you do go like this, go like, if at all, if bad, you will make this money. How many of you understand? If we go, it's, you know, even market no day, something. Some of us, is that something we are calling faith and breakthrough? That is not God. That is not God. You know why? Your certification, your qualification, we're talking about God stepping into that situation. Now, this happened more when somebody had a medical issue. Then, who against hope be? I think we'll take that scripture next week. Who against hope? So, yeah, you've seen the report. But you say, the word of God is superior to this report. Now, you have not blinded your eyes to what the doctor said. Now, so, there are also extremes on this issue. The doctor have done their work. The report is right. The report is correct. You are not saying the report is not correct. But there is something that is more sure. There is a more sure word of prophecy. There is a more sure word. Oh, sure. I usually say this thing. Your confession in times of your confusion is the conclusion of your condition. I should come again. See me after the sex. So, your confession in the times of your confusion is the conclusion of your condition. Your confession. So, somebody is saying, let me help somebody's mind with confession and vain reputation. When you are confessing, please, you are confessing the word of God. You cannot exhaust confessing the word of God. That's number one. If I choose to confess Psalm 91 all the days of my life, I can't exhaust it. If I choose to confess God's word of provision, Psalm 23, I cannot exhaust it. You understand? Repetition is sin. So I'll give an example. You know, I gave my life to Christ in secondary school. And so you don't laugh when I say this. That's the example that came to me as a vain reputation. So there's this brother. So I wanted to learn how to pray. And he's of a CAC background. And he prays a lot. So because I hear him when he prays. You know, when you just give your life to Christ, you just want this sudden power. How many of you understand what I'm saying? Just one power, or we're young. So he prays, and he prays. So you just say, oh, you are, he says it like, I don't want because we're. So when I say, Ami, I get to the point, I'm tired. So I keep quiet, and I kid you not, Benga, Shami, Benga, Shami. Oh, wow. I was on that ride for like 1 year. Oh, so when I started reading the scripture, that's repetition. Vain. I kid you not. We can do it for 1 hour. I kid you not. The same word. So, confession is not repetition. It is what the word of God says. I'm standing on the promises of God's word, and I'm establishing what the word of God says about my life. Now, so, what area? I can pick scriptures on my finances. Do you know God has made provision for your finances? Do you know God has made provision for your health? Do you know God has made... Romans 10. He said, with the heart, man believes. With the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. There are two dimensions to that place. One is redemption. The other is for you. It's made unto salvation. Pastor told us that it means zozo. In that salvation, confession is made unto health. Confession is made unto well-being. Confession is made unto a good life. Glory to God. Confession is made unto long life and prosperity. With the heart, man believes. With the mouth, what at times we are saying, there is a disconnection between the heart and the mouth. We say what the preacher is wanting us to say, not what is in our heart. As a matter of fact, the preacher cannot put the word in your heart. We teach the word, you apply it. What do you believe? Do you believe in the gospel or do you believe in Ajo? Yeah. See, what you believe will eventually come out in your mouth. This litmus test in 21st century is very simple. When people are talking to you, just ask 1, 2, 3 questions, you will know what they believe. You will see what they believe. See, if you're under the sound of my voice, you are not mine, I'm not mine. It's better you understand what that person believes. Ah, don't carry a baggage that is not yours. I'll tell you what. It is very difficult to wipe out somebody's belief system. Ah! Ishewambe. It's hard work. The one that you have even believed up to now, that you have not even believed anything, there is still work on. Wipe out somebody's poverty mentality into abundance is a long journey. The person can be shouting, I will make million. He's just saying it. See, that mentality is a mindset casting down every imagination, casting down every. That is where the work of the gospel is. Brethren, renewing your mind is a lifetime journey. Renewing your mind that Romans 12 talks about. See, do you know somebody can live their life all their lifetime and you'll be so shocked in their own age when they are talking? Now find out that all this work, so what have you been? How do you explain somebody that has been in pure faith for close to about 40 years. Faith. I say this, I do not kid you. If I was not a believer, I would be a freelancer. I'm sorry. Those people, there is nothing they want to give to me. I'm not joking. I was in secondary school. I lived with my uncle. When the wife, they consult and they called me, they said, is it your wife? I was in second. I said, what? I have not even known, because I have known from this thing is a scam. It's a scam. With all the bear in your head, you have not made money. Forbes list of the richest men. There is no Abba list. Richest man in the world. There is no Abba list. And you want to go and do it. So there is a misplacement of priority. Do you understand? If it is by that, Forbes should have carried them. I wanted us to practice. So my emphasis tonight is, this is just an introduction. I want us to sit back and recap. See, there are words you've spoken about yourself. Words are spirit. Words are spirit. Words are spirit.
their life. I want you to live with the consciousness of this in your heart as you go. Can we be on our feet?
This message is brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregon, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org. For more,